A suicide bomber in Somalia killed at least 19 people, including three Somali government ministers at a graduation ceremony in a hotel in the capital Mogadishu today. This was the worst attack in the Horn of Africa nation since June. The UN-backed government of President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed controls a little more than a few streets of the capital and has been planning a fresh offensive against the rebels. We discussed the situation and the prospects for peace and stability in Somalia with the Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin.
These attacks want to show, in fact, that the transitional federal government is not in control. And it is true, it's not in control of the territory which is claiming on which is claiming to have a certain authority. And that is, has been going on for the last 2 or 3 years, so it's really, in a certain way, nothing new for someone like me who has been in Somalia following the Somali events for the last 32 years. At the same time, yes, we are still. We remain of the opinion that the transitional federal government seems to be the best option for the time being, at least at the level of the international community.